Well, we're finally here. We're going to actually start doing some labs and some work and getting this thing put together. We know our problem. The customer wants some predictive work and they want to chunk some big rocks into smaller rocks so that we can do prediction type stuff in machine learning. And then they want that output into a database. And then we'll look at that with Power BI so they can make that available to their suppliers. So we have our pieces, we know where our data lives, and it's time to string this all together. So we're going to make our first design for the Azure Data Factory, and it's going to tie all of these disparate pieces together. So let's get started. The Azure Data Factory is made up of various components, and we'll take a look at those. And then we'll take a look at the logical process you use, that it uses, rather, to process the data. And then we'll take a look at a process we use to build one. So those three things, we've sort of got our ingredients for putting this together here. What is the Azure Data Factory? Well, it's a system that helps you create, orchestrate, and manage data movement. And that's not just marketing speak there. That's real. That's exactly what it does. When we think about HD Insight and Azure ML and databases and Power BI and all, none of these things talk to each other natively. They don't know about each other. They may have interfaces to each other, but they don't work together. In other words, you can't performance tune SQL Server from Power BI and so on. So you need some sort of a feature to tie all this together, and that's exactly what the Azure Data Factory does. Now, it uses some terminology that can be a little confusing, but I'm going to try and deconfuse it, if that's a word for us as we go here. So there's really just four pieces you have to care about. Let's start with the linked service, the one there on the very bottom. It has two purposes. The first purpose is it can get us to data. The second purpose is it can get us to compute. So we have data, and we have computation of data. So it can get us to both of those. You can kind of think about it. I get nervous about analogies sometimes, but you can kind of think about it as an ODBC, an open database connectivity driver that will get you to the place. It stores your name and credentials securely to get to those things, and it describes the way the particular item that's working can get to what it needs. All right, let's start with the data. So the first thing it can do is it can point to a data set. Now, a data set isn't actually data. It merely is the description of the data that's residing somewhere. Perhaps it's in a database table. Perhaps it's on a blob storage, as it's going to be in our case. So to get to that, we need a storage account name, we need a storage account key. That's in the linked service. The data set is the actual thing that's in storage. So we're going to have text files coming in, and that's what a data set is. We'll have both an input one, and then we'll need to make an output one, because when we're done processing it, doing whatever we're going to do, it needs to have a place to live. Remember, we're going to run a Hive query. Hive queries don't just return things to the screen. They create a data output. They'll need a place and a structure to put that. Okay, that should be the link service data. Now, the link service can also talk to what was called activities, and you can see those over there, and there's a bunch of these. We'll go over what they are in just a moment. But inside the activity, we can have a Hive query, a stored procedure call, and so on. That needs a way to get to a certain Hive server, an HD Insight server, and that's what's stored once again in the link service. So the link service is almost a conduit, if you will. The name kind of makes sense after you explain it this way, but it's used both by an activity and a data set. Now, we put activities, more than one, together to do things in a row. That's the thing that goes across all of our process, and we call that a pipeline. Now, the pipeline has a schedule that says run at this time and do these things with these activities on this data. That's the pipeline itself. So in a very complex pipeline, you'll have an absolute ton of things that you'll do. In your labs, you won't. Now, a quick word about your labs. As we start looking at our labs, there's a prerequisite, some things we need to put up in storage and data. Work through that. You'll probably hit some problems. Hit the forums. ask each other these questions and try to figure it out, because you're going to run into a wall. That's okay. That's part of learning. We'll do those prerequisites, and then the lab sits, and it's a fairly short lab as a unit. But I don't want you to do it as a unit. I want you actually to take your time, do step one, I'll explain what you're doing, then stop, do step two, I'll explain what you're doing, and so on. So you can rush ahead and do the whole thing. You learn better if you'll take it a step at a time with me as I explain it. We're going to do a simple one, and from there you can do lots of complicated ones once you understand how they work in general. All right, these are the basic components. Link service is where we start. That'll hook up to data sets in and out. Activities then tell the link service to go do an activity against a data set. So we'll use the link service. We'll make more than one of those for the data, and then we'll make another one for the activity itself. We'll bundle all that up in a pipeline. You'll see this as we go. We're going to start labs here very shortly.